We're here with Ketjen van Barneveld. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
All right. The account manager for Optilec, and we are standing in front of a cool new product here. He's going to tell us all about it.
Well, it's the Alva BC640. It's a 40-cell braille display. It's got a smooth reading surface.
It's really 40 rigid.
Cells and yes. 40 touch cursor buttons on it.
Mm-hmm.
A small row of navigation keys.
The navigation key, they're on there below here, it looks like.
Yeah, they're
right
below over there, and you have thumb keys to move around the braille display over the screen. And
some keys on the side here, too.
Yeah, that's, they're defined in JAWS as, in a JAWS screen reader, as to go up and down a document.
Okay.
Bringing your hardware cursor. And in Supernova, it's left and right, so scrolling left and right through the lines on the document, and to go to the top, left top of the screen and the bottom right of the screen.
I see.
What is important of this braille display is you can connect it via USB to your laptop computer or desktop computer, but you can also use it wireless via Bluetooth, also on a computer, but also then on a cell phone or a PDA. So you have full access to your cell phone or PDA at this moment.
So mobile speaker talks will support?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
This braille display can come with a module we call the feature pack, the braille audio feature pack, that is attached to the braille display, and it has 8 braille typing keys, a space bar, and another a few edit keys like Control, Alt, Start menu, and Enter.
Okay.
So that gives you the possibility to directly write into your device, like a PC or PDA or cell phone, and together with the audio connection, Bluetooth audio connection, that makes you hear the screen, your synthesizer from your device directly from your braille display.
Is there a speaker on the braille display?
Yeah.
Looks like there is, yes. Two stereo.
Well, there's one, and the left side is another one.
So it's stereo Bluetooth,
it's
2.0?
Stereo Bluetooth, yeah.
Okay.
You can use also a set of speakers or a headphone on it. It has also a microphone, so you can use it for Skype, for example.
Oh, wow.
So that makes it a braille display that gives you full access to a computer.
How much does it weigh? It's pretty light. I'm picking it up.
It's 2.1 with the feature pack on it.
2 pounds or kilos?
Pounds.
Pounds. Okay, so about 2 pounds.
Yeah.
All right.
So
the feature pack is optional.
That's optional.
Does it detach or not?
Yes, it's attached. It's mounted on the braille display.
Okay.
You can't.
They don't come apart easily.
No.
I see.
This
okay.
The other point is, inside the braille display is a USB port, a USB connector.
Yep.
That's inside. So normally it comes with a 2 GB memory stick inside, so you can use it as a memory stick, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also use it with a dolphin pen, for example.
Oh,
so
wow. You can put it inside, inside.
You can put in your dolphin pen, so when you then connect it through a USB on a computer, you directly have access, even though there is no access software on the computer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that makes it more, convertible.
And how much does this cost with and without the additional pack?
I'll have to look that up, because I don't know the prices yet.
Oh, okay. But we can go to the website, and how can they contact the company?
Okay.
What is the website?
I'm not sure. They're sold by a Vision Q US.
Right.
So.
Okay. So if they contact Vision Q, you can get more information on this.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.